This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Send down thy light and thy truth, O Lord. Let them lead us to your holy place. Through Christ, the light of the world. Amen. Please be seated. It's not particularly proper to break into the sermon, gospel sermon sequence, but I want you to know that I'm not somebody who just stumbled in here this morning. The three wise people in your staff, the three clergy, are traveling not together as the three wise men did, but they're traveling at other places where God has called them to be this weekend. So our prayers are with them, and Father Marty was gracious enough to ask me to fill in, to be a substitute, a supply for this weekend. And it's been a joy so far. We'll see what happens from this point. But God bless you all for being here. My name is Father Robert, better known as Father Bo Shires. I'm a retired priest, retired in April. My last church was in Palm City, Florida, just up the road, and it was the Church of the Advent. So I'm very pleased and humbled to be here with you today. Back in the 1980s and 90s, there was an astronomer who popularized the whole field and knowledge of stars and the planets. His name was Carl Sagan. You may remember, some of you. He had a popular TV show and a book that's still sold quite often called Cosmos. When he died at the age of 62 in 1996, it was too soon. But he left his imprint on it. There wouldn't be a Neil deGrasse Tyson, for example, if there hadn't been a Carl Sagan. But he died too soon. But he left his imprint and he left his mark on society and the world with his wonder. And he used to say, remember, billions and billions of stars. That was his trademark. Imagine his dismay then when there was no Google when he was 10 or 12 years old. So he had to go to the public library to find out, to check out a book on stars and planets. So he hustled down to the local library annex and he walked in and talked to the librarian and said, I would like to have the best book you have on stars. Oh, she said, I'll be right back. She disappeared and came back and had retrieved a book on stars, handed it to him, he checked it out, and he didn't even bother to open the book. He was so excited, he ran all the way home, went up to his room, knelt beside his bed and opened the book to find an article on Clark Gable. How dismaying for a young boy. You know, you'd think that would be daunting to him and that would be the end of his search, but not so. That started his journey, well-known and well-documented. We study a star today in our gospel and in the Feast of Epiphany, which was officially yesterday, but we've transferred some of it to today to make it even for all the services. So we celebrate the Epiphany, which is the manifestation, the revelation of Christ to the Gentiles, the light of the world, for the whole world, and not just for the Israelite descendants. And we saw a star this morning, didn't we? Leading the wise men to their destiny. Wasn't that fun? A star. St. Ignatius in the first century after the apostles, a bishop wrote and spoke in that fabulous century past the apostles. And he wrote a letter to the church in Ephesus. And he said, how then was Christ manifested to the world? By a star, he said, that was greater than any other. Its light was unspeakable. its magnificence indescribable. And he said, all of, it's poetic, but it's wonderful. I love this image. He said, all of the stars, including the sun and the moon, gathered in chorus around this one star. And they were in great perplexity as to whence came this magnificent thing and new thing, so different from them. He was so different from us, and yet here he was. The light of the world shining into and out of a stable. You know, this word star, when we think about Clark Gable and all of the others, and when we check out at the Publix, you don't have to answer this, it's in the quiz, but do you find yourself pausing to read the magazine stuffed in the... wonder how they make any money. Everybody that I see reads it and puts it back in the rack. Especially in the express lane when it takes forever to get through. I confess to you that I've more than noticed a little bit, but I can also tell you without fear of contradiction, I think, Lord, I've never bought one of them. Maybe you have. We're fascinated with those stars, and they're called stars for the same reason we call the heavenly bodies stars. They're reflective light. All of the stars we see are reflective light from the sun. And so they are. They're reflective light from the stage lights and from the lights of their movies and their TV shows. We're so fascinated with them that we even celebrate their train wrecked lives sometimes. Stars in their own right. You're a star. God wants you to be a star. He wants you to carry on that event, that insurpassable, indescribable event of so long ago when Christ entered the world in a stable and a star was born in a stable. He wants us to be stars. Really? I'm no star. Not star that seeks its own aggrandizement or its trophy, its Oscar, its Emmy, or whatever it is, but one who sheds abroad the reflective light of Jesus Christ. We don't have the light in and of ourselves. Well, we may have a candle, but as we reflect his love, how do you do that in your daily life? You do. Have you stopped to think about it, that you're a star reflecting the light of Christ into your world, continuing that awesome event of a birth of a star in a stable? How do you do that? Is it with a smile and a hand, an arm around the shoulder, a phone call, a letter, a word of cheer, a word of encouragement, a word of correction? How do you do it? You do it. You just may not have stopped to think about it. Years ago when I was in the Boy Scouts, I was when the dinosaurs roamed the earth, our scoutmaster gave us all a little gold coin. Of course, it wasn't real gold, but it looked gold. It was gold to me. And it said on there, every time you do a good deed, transfer me from one pocket to the other. Well, I went out and did a good deed and transferred the coin from one pocket to another, and nothing happened. I thought there would be a gift, a reward of some kind, and I kept transferring it back and forth and back and forth. Never did so many good deeds in my life. How do you show? How do you reflect the light of Christ? With love and understanding and acceptance and joy. And with sorrow when a loved one sorrows? How do you do it? We're stars, but we also know we've faded. We don't always shine brightly. There's a little poem that I learned years ago. I hope I can get through it. that made an impression on me. I said, Lord, bless the folks who somehow never got there, the ones who intended something fine, the ones who might have lived a little nobler, the ones who always somehow failed to shine. Lord, bless the ones that are, I'll get it, bless those who aren't as clever as they might be, who aren't as good and feel their efforts vain, and Lord, bless me among them, and give us all the grace to start again. Bless the ones who never got there, the ones who somehow always failed to shine. That's me, and that's you. But then he somehow, by his grace, uses us, and we can say, bless those, and bless me among them, and give us all the grace to rise and shine again. That's our prayer. Lord, bless all these, and bless me among them, and give us all the grace to shine again. Amen.